Corey Joseph taught himself Japanese at home.
I've always liked languages, even when I didn't realize it before.
Corey is a Swiss Army knife of talent. He films, translates Yukten into English, and loves math and languages. Any one of those would be impressive, but Corey is good at all of them. He also wants to use his talents to help people back in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta.
Well, once I finish school, I want to use either math or Yupik, or both, in order to help the people of our region.
Corey began his film career in the Film Academy that the Lower Kuskokwim School District puts on in Bethel during the summer. His first film was about his baby brother. Corey enrolled at the University of Alaska Fairbanks Kuskokwim campus, but has since transferred to the Fairbanks campus, where he plans to get a degree in math and Yupik studies. And, like most people in the YK Delta, he grew up hearing stories from pioneer Yupik broadcaster, storyteller, and journalist John Active.
I was extremely honored and grateful, and with such an influential person like John Active, I wanted to do was at least make my own impact in my own way.
Corey says the John Active Scholarship is one of several that will help him pay for college. The other scholarship recipient is Janice Wiseman. She adds up numbers for the Kinakmiut Corporation in Tututuliak, where she is the bookkeeper. She left home to get her associate's degree in applied science a decade ago, but quit.
My family needed help here with subsistence, especially my mom, so I wanted to drop out to help them.
A friend convinced her to return to college last year.
We both started taking our classes together. It's good to have some support.
The Mary Pete Scholarship can help her pay for two college classes in the fall and buy books. Not a small thing.
How much does one book cost for one of your classes?
I just checked yesterday and it was, how much was it? $257 just for one book.
The Mary Pete and John Active Scholarships are especially helpful as Governor Mike Dunleavy's vetoes cut deeply into the University of Alaska's budget and state-funded scholarships are put on hold. Both Janice Wiseman and Corey Joseph plan to continue their education despite the uncertainty. Congratulations, Janice and Corey, for your achievements, and good luck. In Bethel, I'm Christy Schallenberger.